You're listening to SBS News.
Australia has again reported its highest daily COVID-19 case total, with over 72,000 infections, the most since the beginning of the pandemic. State and territory leaders are enacting new measures and restrictions to alleviate pressure on their health systems. Hospitals in New South Wales are under increasing strain. The state is toying with the idea of suspending elective surgery and employing the help of private hospitals to ease the workload. New South Wales has recorded another 34,994 COVID-19 cases and 6 deaths. Premier Dominic Perrottet told 2GB frontline staff are doing the best they can.
At the moment, the system is strong. We believe we will be certainly getting through this, but we'll need to make some changes. I would expect on elective surgery, and I would also expect in terms of our work with the private health system in managing as we go through these increases of cases.
Victoria has already moved to put a pause on elective surgery, but is ruling out any future lockdowns. The state is introducing new COVID-19 restrictions with mandatory rapid antigen test reporting and density limits of 1 person per 2 square metres for hospitality venues. From midnight, Victorians must report a positive rapid antigen test result to the health department via phone or an online form. Those who test positive will be classified as a probable case, will need to isolate for 7 days and notify any potential contacts. The restrictions form part of a new phase of the pandemic for Victorians, with Health Minister Martin Foley saying lockdowns are a thing of the past.
There's no plans to have lockdowns. I think they are a 2020-2021 iteration. We now see with such high levels of transmission in the community that we're in a new and different phase about how living with, coexisting with, and managing really high levels of transmission has to be dealt with, staying open and staying as safe as we possibly can.
Victoria has recorded 21,997 cases of COVID-19 and 6 deaths. Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Wednesday announced rapid tests would become free for concession card holders, including pensioners and low-income earners. Labor has criticised Prime Minister Scott Morrison's decision to make rapid antigen tests free for only the concession card holders. Shadow Health Minister Mark Butler says the measures don't go far enough.
Well, we think that that rapid antigen tests should be free for all Australians. Yet again, too little, too late from Scott Morrison.
Queensland's health officials say the introduction of free rapid antigen tests is already seeing a reduction in testing lines. On Thursday, Queensland recorded 10,332 cases of COVID-19 and 1 death. Figures Chief Health Officer John Gerard is calling a gross underestimation. Health Minister Yvette Dath says people should assume they are positive for COVID-19 if a home test comes back positive and follow all of the readily available advice.
I can advise that we are already seeing a reduction in lines based on the decision of National Cabinet yesterday that people who have a positive rapid antigen test at home do not need to come forward to validate that positive test with a PCR test.
South Australians who receive a positive rapid antigen test will no longer need to confirm their positive rapid test result with a PCR test. Health officials will be able to follow up on the results as people getting South Australia Health RAT tests will be registered. It comes as 3,070 new cases of COVID-19 were reported, with 123 people in hospital. When asked about the reliability of the rapid antigen test, South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall had this to say.
Look, there's no doubt that the PCR test is more sensitive, especially in the early or the latter stages. But what we know from the clinicians is there's about a 95% confidence. So if you get a positive on the RAT test, you're definitely going to get a positive on the PCR. And of course, if we do the test on day one and then again on day six, we believe at this stage of the overall disease that is sufficient for protecting the population.
The Northern Territory is introducing a territory-wide lockout. It comes as 265 new cases of COVID-19 were recorded. The measures will come into effect from 1 p.m. local time on Thursday until noon on Monday, when a vaccine pass system will be introduced. They will need to be shown to enter high-risk hospitality settings, including pubs and clubs, casinos, restaurants, cinemas, and ticketed events. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says unvaccinated Territorians will only be able to leave the home for three reasons.
Medical treatment, including COVID testing or vaccination. For essential goods and services like groceries, power tokens, medications. To provide care and support to a family member or person who cannot support themselves. You cannot travel more than 30 kilometres from your home when leaving for one of the three reasons, or the nearest practical destination. If you need to go to the hospital and it's more than 30 kilometres from your home, that's okay.
Tasmania has recorded 751 locally acquired cases of COVID-19. The ACT recorded 992 coronavirus infections, and Western Australia recorded one new locally acquired case of COVID-19. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.